Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Your Kingdom Come. Prayer is all important. God works through prayer. But how should we pray? Well, we should pray as Jesus taught us to pray in Matthew 6. Jesus begins by telling us to pray for Father God's name to be hallowed, that is, reverenced. Fittingly, the prayer for God's name to be hallowed, Matthew 6:9, segues into prayer for the kingdom to come. Matthew 6:10, Jesus says to pray, Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. One thing is very obvious. The kingdom had not yet come because Jesus instructs his disciples to pray that it would come. The kingdom is yet future. That is the kingdom reign of the Messiah. There are actually three kingdom aspects seen in Scripture. Number one, the universal kingdom, Psalm 103, verse 19. Number two, the intermediate kingdom after the present age, before the eternal state. I think that's what we're talking about here in Matthew 6:10, also called the millennial kingdom or the mediatorial kingdom. And then number three, the eternal kingdom, Revelation 21 and 22. The dominant kingdom emphasis in Scripture is that which relates to the intermediate millennial kingdom. The rabbis in their literature called this the coming age. This is the messianic kingdom looked forward to by the prophets and which was presented by Christ at his first coming. It is the millennial form of the kingdom for which we are to pray. We are praying for Jesus to come and set up his kingdom. It is this kingdom emphasis that is mentioned 8 times in the Sermon on the Mount. The idea of the kingdom relates to Messiah's rule, where he will exercise absolute undisputed dominion. And so, Christ tells us to pray, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This will be fulfilled in the kingdom, and we are to be praying to that end. In the absolute sense, this will be perfectly fulfilled in the eternal state of the kingdom, where there will never again be any more sin. God-honoring prayer begins with an emphasis on God. It's all about Him. It's all about His name being hallowed. It's all about submission to Him. The focus in verses 9 and 10 is on God's program involving His name, His kingdom, and His will. This is our first priority in prayer, God's name, kingdom, and will. We should be willingly submitted to His person, His plan, and His purpose. Matthew 6, 9, and 10 focus on God and His program, while verses 11 through 13 focus on the needs of people. Balanced praying involves both. The first emphasis is God, but we also pray about human need. In this manner, therefore, pray, as Jesus said in Matthew 6, 9. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.